today your miracle. Where are you? It's coming upon you today. If you are sitting down and you cannot stand up, that miracle will jump on you there. You will rise up in Jesus' name. If you are lying down, that miracle will meet you there. Healing, deliverance, open eyes, deaf ears opening for you in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your name. The God that cannot fail. The power that cannot fail. The goodness that cannot fail. Today we're asking, as you come upon everyone, salvation for everyone, healing for everyone, deliverance for everyone, power manifestation upon everyone. Jesus' name. The Lord visit you today. And great, great things will happen in every life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you very much. You can sit down. Today we're talking on something you've heard before, but it comes another way to you. Jeremiah tells us in Jeremiah chapter 33, reading here from verse 6, behold, I will bring it, health and cure. It says, stay there and look. Stay there and see. Stay there and behold. He said, you will see something tonight. I will bring it, health and cure. I will kill them. Them. All of them. Everywhere. Here, the Alpha location. And also online, everywhere. I will kill them. The different kinds of ailments. And when he says, I'll cure them, the ailment of your soul, the ailment of your spirit, the ailment of your mind, the ailment of your body, the ailment of your family. It says, all the ailments, all the diseases, all the impossibilities, it says, I will cure them. And I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. I will reveal unto them. That means it will show you tonight. You will get it tonight. The Lord will reveal the mighty blessings of the Lord upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. I'm talking to you on our faith flight to life abundant in Christ. You understand? Flight. It's like we have an aeroplane. Because anybody could use bicycle, motorcycle. Anybody could use a car. And then he drives to the destination of life abundant in Christ. But they're slow. You take a flight. You cross over mountains. You take a flight. You cross over the ocean. The flight you are taking tonight is the flight of faith. No mountain will disturb you tonight. No river will disturb you tonight. No obstacle will disturb you tonight. We're taking a flight of faith. And we'll fly over every challenge, over every difficulty. And all the ocean of storm will not stop you tonight. All the ocean of unbelief will not stop you tonight. We're taking a flight of faith over every difficulty, and we're going to land on life abundant in Christ. That's why he says he'll bring us abundance of peace and truth. Our faith flight to life abundant in Christ. There are three things we're looking at. Number one is the flight into the land of milk and honey. The flight out of our problem, out of our dangers, out of our difficulty, the flight into the land of milk and honey. Number two, our faith in the Lord of miracle and healing. The faith we have that we're able to step on that flight. The faith we have that the pilot will not miss his way into the miracle and healing. The faith we have in the pilot, that he is an experienced pilot, and he will fly us from where we are, from our sickness into our healing. The faith in the Lord. Now, you need to understand that when we are on the flight, the person beside us might be standing or sitting. That does not disturb our flight. And the attendants that are going up and down, they may give us water, they may give us biscuits. That does not affect our flight. The faith we have that we are flying to the place we want to get to is on the man that is controlling the flight, is on the pilot there. The wind outside, the cloud outside, whatever is happening around does not disturb our flight. We know the pilot there will get us there. Our pilot is Jesus. Our pilot is Christ. Whatever is happening in your body, whatever is happening with your neighbor there, it's not going to disturb our flight. Tonight, a miracle of healing. In your life tonight, a miracle of healing. Deliverance, healing, miracle, signs and wonders. You are getting there tonight. Number three, total freedom from the life of misery and horror. Total freedom. Misery will be forgotten today. Have you noticed when you're on the flight? If you have been in flight before, you sat at the side of the window. When you take off from the flight, the houses are now that big. As you get up and the flight is going up, the houses are becoming smaller and smaller. And then you fly the problems and the houses and everything you see, they become like dots on the paper. And as the flight continues, all those things, I can't see them anymore. As I go through point one, point two, point three, all those things, you cannot see them anymore. Sin, I cannot see that anymore. Sickness, I cannot see that anymore. We're taking a flight tonight. All our misery, everything will go. All our horror, everything will go. Total freedom from the life of misery and horror. Look at number one. Number one is the flight into the land of milk and honey. Here is the Almighty God that gave the promise. He gave the promise to the children of Israel. And he said, he will take them out of the land of bondage, out of the land of darkness, out of the land of oppression. Look at Exodus chapter 3. And I'm reading from verse 7. And the Lord said, and the Lord said, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And then he tells us in verse 8, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Tonight the Lord has come to deliver you out of whoever is the management director of all your troubles. The Lord has come to deliver you. Out of the hands of the Egyptians. Not only Pharaoh, out of the hands of the Egyptians. Today is the day of your deliverance. And to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large. Unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. How did God deliver them? How is the Lord going to deliver you? He's taking you out of the land of bondage. Is taking you out of the land of evil. How did he do it? Exodus chapter 19. I'm reading from verse 4. He said, Exodus 19 verse 4. Ye have seen that what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. That was a flight. It said, come on here and come on my wings. Have you seen those aeroplanes? Are they mounting up? You see one wing here, one wing there. And then you are comfortably seated on your seat. They make announcements. It's not the announcements that take you there. Those sisters says they walk up and down. That one is not the thing that takes you there. And sometimes when the plane is going up, you feel something inside you. It's not the feeling that takes you there. And the plane is going down, you feel something in your heart, you feel something inside. The feeling does not have any part in taking you to your destination. If the aeroplane and you are there, you're fastening your belt, nothing will take me away from the Lord. You focus your sight, nothing will take me away from that destination. And I know we're on a flight. You can go to sleep, you can relax. The pilot is at work. God is at work. I said God is at work. And we're moving on, nearer and nearer. You are in the flight. I remember we were in Cameroon some years ago, and some boys were playing football, and I was preaching to them, to the audience. It came to the time of prayer, and those boys playing football, they stopped the playing of the football. One of them was deaf and dumb. And I said, in Jesus' name, let those deaf ears open. Let those dumb tongues speak out. The boy who was playing football, deaf and dumb, was the number one to receive miracle. Our pilot is there. He's taking us to salvation. He's taking us to healing. He's taking us to miracle. Your own has come. The flight that gets us to salvation. Christ has signed all the papers. Christ has produced all the tickets. And you step on the stairs that gets you into the plane. When you are climbing up those steps of the plane, you are not thinking, will this plane take me there? Of course, you know it will take you there. Will the prayer tonight take me to my salvation? Of course, you know it will take you there. Will the prayer tonight, the ministration tonight, take me to my miracle? Of course, you know it will take you there. And so we enter the plane. Come and enter with me. Where are you? I said, come, enter with me. Salvation will be yours. Healing will be yours. Deliverance will be yours. Miracle will be yours in Jesus' name. How I bear you on eagle's wings and I brought you to myself. That's the flight from Egypt to the land of milk and honey. Today, salvation. Today, healing. Today, deliverance. Where are you? You'll get here tonight. I come to point number two. Number two is our faith in the Lord for miracle and healing. Our faith in the Lord for miracle and healing. You know, while the flight is going on, I am going to, I mentioned the place. And then they tell us all the people in that place, in that plane, were going to the same place. Ask the person by my left, where are you going? He tell, it's the place I'm going, he's going. Ask the person by my right, where are you going? And he says the same thing. And I ask you, where are you going? I'm going to the place of miracle. Where are you going? I'm going to the place of healing. I said, that's where I'm going to. Ask the person by your side, where are you going? He's going to the place of miracle and healing. Ask anybody there, anybody there. We're all going to the same place. All of us will reach there. And then our plane lands. I say, where are we now? They said, the place I had in mind when I stepped on the plane. They said, that's where we are now. And everybody will reach the same place. Miracle for you. Miracle for you. Miracle for you. Healing for you. Tonight, we will reach that same place of miracle in Jesus' name. Look at it. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. For unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. The pilot is piloting the plane. The plane has two wings. One wing, miracle. The other wing, healing. And those wings are stretched. And it says, with healing in his wings. Which means that tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, the pilot of his people, leading us, he has healing, miracle in his wings. And tonight, all we need to do is to believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be healed. Now, as the plane is taking us to our destination of miracle and healing, if you have, if you have gone on a plane before, have you seen anybody rising up there? I'm making the hand and shouting and beating whatever object is before him. Have you seen anybody there that is shouting and screaming? And the hostess come and they say, madam, what's happening? He says, I'm shouting like that so that the plane will get me to the destination. And the hostess says, madam, no problem. You don't have to shout. You don't have to roll on the ground. You don't have to do any gymnastics. The pilot is in control. I want to tell you that Jesus, our pilot, is in control tonight. He'll take you there. He'll get you there. Believe on that pilot, you will get to that destination. Salvation, eternal life, abundant life. Do I have to scream? Do I have to punish myself? Do I have to fast? I don't want to touch any food. I want to get that salvation. The pilot will take you there. We don't have to roll on the ground. We don't have to pay money. Your ticket has been paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, enter. Everything you need there, everything is already provided. Because there is miracle in his wings. There's healing in his wings. There's power in his wings. Whatever shout, whatever gymnastics, whatever rigmarole, whatever you do, will not affect the position and the strength of those wings of our flight. It's there. And it will take you there. Tonight, salvation has come to you. And tonight, you are having salvation. Tonight, you are having healing. Tonight, you are having deliverance. The pilot will take you there. He says he has healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the storm. Look at Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. We're looking at verse 34. Here is a woman that had suffered for 12 years. She didn't know about the flight we are talking about. And so she went to the bicycle rider. It's called a physician. And then went to another one. And those ones, they couldn't do anything. To fly over the pool of the issue of blood, the pilot, only the pilot can go over the sea, over the ocean, over the mountain, over every challenge, and then will get us there. So she said, if I may but touch his garment. Touch his garment. I don't have to cry. Touch his garment. I don't have to panic. Touch. I don't have to go and beg Peter and John. I can touch the garment myself. Touch the garment. If I may but touch his garment. All that the bicycle rider physicians could not do, I will have. It will fly me there. It will fly you there. And so she came near. No crying. No begging. No pleading. No fear. Nothing else. And stretch her hand. Your healing is available. You stretch your hand of faith. Your salvation is available. You stretch your hand of faith. And he touched his garment. Not his head. Not even his hand. Not his side. Not his feet. He touched his garment. Everything connected with Christ has power. His garment has power. His minister has power. Even the shadow of Peter has power to deliver that miracle and that healing on your life right there. 12 years of problem, of invalidity, everything stopped at the same moment. 12 years of problem will vanish away from your life tonight. 20 years, 40 years of problem will go tonight. Look at that verse 34 of Mark chapter 5. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. My brother there tonight, my sister there tonight, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. The sickness of many years will leave your body tonight. The problem of many years will leave your life tonight. The sin of many years will leave your life tonight. You touch him and heaven will touch you. You touch him and miracle will touch you. You touch him and salvation will touch you. Peace will come. Total healing, deliverance will come. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Look at verse 36. 36, in verse 36, and as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. That's how salvation comes. Will I be saved? Be not afraid, only believe. Will my guilt go away? Be not afraid, only believe. Will I be healed tonight? Be not afraid, only believe. I've tried, I've prayed, I fasted, I wasn't healed all those 12 years. Will I be healed tonight? Be not afraid, only believe. My son is at the point of death. My daughter is at the point of death. Will he be healed? Will she be healed? Be not afraid, only believe. Miracle comes. When you don't have any doubt, any fear that the flight will take you where you are going. You don't have to do anything. The pilot has done everything. Tonight, salvation for everyone. Tonight, healing for everyone. Did you hear when Jesus was here? He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him, and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord tonight, you have got it already. I'm looking at point number three here. Number three, we're looking at total freedom from the life of misery and horror. We're flying to a new land where there's no yoke, where there's no yoke, where there's no oppression, and where there is no bondage. The children of Israel have been in Egypt and the land of bondage for centuries. Their grandparents were in Egypt. Then their great grandfathers in Egypt. All those children of Israel in Egypt. Many years have passed. Many generations have passed. And the present generation, they found themselves in Egypt. If we are going to talk about generational problem, they are there. Generational bondage, they are there. The chastisement of many, many years, hundreds of years, they were there. and the bondage has gone on from year to year, from decade to decade, from century to century, and from generation to generation. One day like today. I said one day like today. God said, I am come to deliver them. He's come to deliver you. From your sin, he will break that yoke. From your sickness, he'll break that yoke. If you have been in misery for many, many years, tonight is the night of your release, your deliverance, your freedom, your miracle, your salvation. This is the time of setting you free. He said, I am calm. Your misery is over tonight. Punishment, perdition, over tonight. The plague and the perplexity, over tonight. Look at John chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 30. In John chapter 8, reading from verse 30, as he spake these words, many believed on him. He was still speaking. He had not landed. Was still in the air. We have not landed. And then we see familiar territory through the window. And even before they make the announcement, I say, we're soon going to land. We're soon getting there. And as the Lord was speaking, the people already, they were believing. Salvation, I believe. Healing, I believe. Deliverance, I believe. Miracle, I believe. As he spake these words, many believed on him. And then in verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word. The pilot is making an announcement now. And he's saying, we're about landing. Anytime you want to travel, this plane is available. And you come to the plane, and we take all routes. We go to there, we go to that place. We go to that place. We go to that place. And if you continue patronizing us, any destination you want to get to, continue with us. Continue with us. You will always get to that good destination you want to get to. This plane is available. The pilots are available. They'll get you there. Miracle of deliverance, the pilot is there. Miracle of healing, the pilot is there. Miracle of breaking the yoke, the pilot is there. Anytime, every time, continue in my word. Ye shall be my disciples indeed. You will not be an occasional traveler, passenger. Your seat is available on that plane. There's a pact. There's an agreement with the Lord. As you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. There are people who do not register for the airplane. And any time they want a seat on the plane, they go to the counter. And they say, what's your name? He doesn't have a place in their register. And then they check up. They say, today we're sorry, all the seats are booked. But when you come in, your name is written in heaven. You are a follower of Jesus Christ. As you come, they look up at you. Welcome. Welcome. You say, my name is... Oh, we know your name. Your name is here. And the plane is never full, not to be able to take you every time. Continue with him. Heaven will always answer you. And then he says in verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And ye shall know the truth. The truth is Christ. The truth is our Savior. The truth is our Redeemer. I'm sitting down there. And then the pilot comes in. And before he goes to the cockpit, before he goes to the place, he's going to make the flight. He branches where I'm sitting. And he says, good afternoon, Mr. So-and-so. Good afternoon, Pastor So-and-so. Welcome to the plane. Relax, I'm taking you there. When your name is in the book of life, the pilot knows you. The Savior knows you. The Redeemer knows you. Our Deliverer knows you. And is going to take us on the flight. Says, good afternoon, so and so, my disciple, my child, a citizen of the kingdom of God. Says, relax, it will not take us time. We will soon be there. He shall know the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ. You know him experientially. You know him personally. And he knows you personally. I know my sheep. My sheep are mine. And every time you have a desire, a need, it will be supplied unto you. Tonight, I want to invite you to come to a special place in the heart of God. To come to a special place in the ministry and in the kingdom of Christ. Any bondage, it'll set you free. And it will not take time, because we are not going by bicycle. We're not going by boat. We're not going by motorcycle. We're not going by car or bus. We're flying there. I said we're flying there. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be healed. Sometimes the flight is in the morning. Sometimes the flight is in the evening. Sometimes the flight is in the night. Doesn't matter the time. Doesn't matter the month. Doesn't matter the day. All that matters is the pilot that is taking us there. Tonight is your night. Say, tonight is my night. Sin will vanish away. Sickness will vanish away. All the plagues will vanish away. Heads bowed and eyes closed. There's room for you. Yes. Others have been saved. There is room for you. Others are sitting down and they are relaxed in their miracle. There is room for you. You want the salvation of the Lord. You want the forgiveness of the Lord. The Lord Jesus, our pilot, is calling you. Come, call, and you will be saved. Come, call. Eternal life will come to you. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You want to enter into that flight that takes us to salvation? Raise up your hand. You want to receive the privilege of being forgiven, set free, and saved? Raise up your hand right there. Christ has paid for your ticket to heaven. Christ has paid everything there is that there is need to pay for you to have salvation and eternal life. Don't allow your ticket to be wasted. Raise up that hand and say, Lord, I'm here. I am for that flight that takes me from earth to heaven. Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. If you are raising up the hand, you will stand up. Stand up if you are raising up your hand. You say, Lord, I want to get to heaven. I want to have your salvation. I want to have your forgiveness. I want to have your freedom. I know you have paid for what it takes to get me to heaven. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Rise up there. And I'm praying with you now so that you will go on this flight and the salvation of the Lord and the freedom of the Lord will be given to you tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless your name. You are a good God. It is not your will that anybody will perish in sin. And so you've given us the Savior, the Redeemer, our Lord Jesus Christ, our pilot that takes us from earth to heaven. And these ones have raised up their hands here at the Alpha location, there online, over the radio, on the television, every country of the world. I pray, Lord, forgive their sins in Jesus' name. Give them eternal life in Jesus' name. You have said, be not afraid, only believe. We believe. We believe. We believe. Save everyone that raises up the hand, that stands up, that calls upon you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. You are saved. You are forgiven. You have been set free. Now you have eternal life. Bear witness in their hearts, Lord, that they are now in the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there, and they will give you the slip to fill, and you do all the things they tell you to do. And welcome into the kingdom of God.
Let's give a correct name and then a phone, your phone number. The ushers should assist. Outside also, those who have indicated, let's give them slip. And then we get all details. As we are doing that, we should get ourselves prepared for miracle prayers. Get yourself prepared while the counselors are taking down the names of those who have given their life to Christ. Then you'll be preparing yourself to get the best all over wherever you are. In all the nations, God is giving all the best tonight. While the counselors are busy taking the names of those who are giving their life to Christ, we want you to be preparing, telling the Lord what you want him to do for you. Tonight, as we have heard, today is the day of your miracle. Today is the day you will get your healing. Today is the day you will get your deliverance. Today, the yokes will be broken. Today, you will get something that will surprise you. Miracle that come from heaven. While the counselors are doing their collecting names, we want you to be praying, preparing yourself. What are the things you want God to do in your life today? That sickness that have defied medication today is going. That eye problem today is going. The leg problem, as we have had it, today is a day that problem will go. The problem will not stay there tomorrow. It will not stay there next tomorrow. As our Father and the Lord will be coming to minister, to give special prayer, believe that it will work for you today. Believe that that problem is vanishing away today. Pray and tell the Lord. No matter how long it has been, no matter where you have gone to, no matter the amount of money you have spent, believe God that today you will get your miracle. You are not a spectator, as we are told. You are a recipient of miracle. And if you brought somebody today, maybe the person cannot see, give them that assurance that they are going to see today. You brought somebody on wheelchair, or those who are having crutches, you should see them and put faith in them, making them to know that they will get the best. And what after the prayers, what you have not been able to do before, begin to do it. Very soon our Father and the Lord will come. Prepare yourself. Those who are online, you're on the radio, you're on TV, or whatever social handler you are actually involved, wanting to prepare yourself, you will get the best by the grace of God. Wherever you are, whatever country, those of you in the hospital or in prison, prepare yourself, you will get the best. You're on TV, you're on radio, on Twitter, Facebook, be ready. God is going to minister to you specially today. Identify that miracle. Identify that problem that has been on you for a very long time. Today is vanishing away. Pray and tell the Lord. Pray and tell the Lord. If you are watching online and you gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link, gckhq.org, so connect below player. Click it. Fill the form. We can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. Also, if you are listening via the radio or television, you have just given your life to Christ, send your name, phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to +324 915444 9263. There'll be a special meeting. That's a lunch hour with Jesus for all those who have given their life to Christ tomorrow by 3 p.m. at whatever venue of the lunch hour. The number again, that's a direct via SMS or WhatsApp to +234 915 444 9263. Please make sure, those of you watching online, you take heed to this instruction so that you will be a beneficiary of the blessing of God. And those at the Alpha location, prepare yourself. Those on radio, those on TV, you're on Facebook, prepare yourself. So please, the Lord is actually waiting for you to get connected by faith. Whatever miracle you need tonight, the Lord will give it to you today. Today, wherever you are, in Europe, in Asia, in South Africa, East Africa, whatever continent you are in, God is going to do something in your life today. Our Father and the Lord has said it, He has declared it, today will be the day that your problem will end. Key to that prophecy, today your problem is over. Today your eyes are going to be open. Today your ears are going to be open. Today you will rise up and walk. Today that swollen part on you will vanish away. Today that internal problem, heart problem, will vanish away. You have declared it. Believe it. You will see it manifested in your life. Wherever you are, online, on radio, on TV, believe it. Today. Today. As our Father in the Lord will be praying, believe it. You will get your miracle. And those at Alpha location, believe it. You will get your miracle. Whatever country you are connected globally, believe you will get your miracle today. The Lord. Please, I want to find out, the counselors, whether you are true. We want somebody to signify to us over here that you are true. Those outside, extension, wherever you are, please want to indicate that you are true. Prepare yourself today. Today. Today is the day of your miracle. It has been pronounced. You will not go out here without your miracle. Today. You have been coming. You are here on Thursday. The miracle has already taken place. You are here on Friday. It has already taken place. On Saturday. And today we crown it all. Our general superintendent, the man of God, is coming now as a minister by faith. Catch your miracle. Receive your miracle.
Praise the Lord. Our flight is now going to arrive at the place of healing. Healing in his wings. Everyone that enters into his plane, the pilot will get you to that miracle of healing and deliverance. If you need the healing, raise up your hand. Then you lay the other hand where you have the challenge. The blind eyes will open and see. Your lame legs will have strength and you'll rise up and walk. Any swelling in your body will vanish away. Any pain you have in your body will vanish away. Long-standing problem, this is the moment of your healing. Be not afraid, only believe. I believe. I believe. It will happen as we all believe. We're praying now. Get ready. The healing is coming your way. Father, in Jesus' name. God, you're wonderful. You're the wonder-working God. The name of Jesus, your Son, will never fail. The stripes by which you are healed will never fail. Your love will never fail. Our faith in your faithfulness will not be disappointed. I bring everyone before you right now. And I'm asking, Lord, your healing hand will touch everyone tonight in Jesus' name. Any sickness in your body, any challenge in your life, the Lord brings healing and solution right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Those blind eyes, now in this place and everywhere, be healed in Jesus' name. I pray that the dimness and the darkness will vanish away and your sight will be bright. Those who are deaf and dumb, there's a time for them to hear and to speak. Touch them with the healing miracle in Jesus' name. Let the dumb speak out. Let the deaf hear. It is done. I pray for those who have any swelling in their body. Whatever is the cause of that swelling, anywhere in the body, the Lord touch you now. His power touch you now. The stripes of Jesus heal you now. All that swelling to my right, to my left, at the back, in the middle, anywhere, online, swelling, vanish away in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have breathing problems, asthma or any other impediment in your breathing. The Lord touch you right now. The Lord heal you right now. The Lord deliver you right now. In Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for those who have any other challenge in the body. 12 years sickness, any challenge in the body. Is your blood any challenge in the body? Pile, any challenge in the body. Cancer, any challenge in the body. Ulcer, any challenge in the body. HIV, AIDS, any challenge in the body. Tuberculosis, any challenge in the body. Any disease, any sickness. The Lord's healing come unto you right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Accomplish your miracle. Do your wonder. Let everyone receive right now. My brother, receive. My sister there, receive. My friend, receive. It is done. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have done the miracle, the healing in every life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You will check yourself now. Anywhere the problem was, this is the time to check the healing. The healing is there already. And you will come out and give your testimony. Wonderful.